Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We're in the Gurkha booth with Eddie, and it's what was your title again?
Marketing director.
Marketing director. Yeah. Not just the guy who sits on the couch and tells people what to do. We covered that already.
We did.
You were directing. You were right.
I was directing.
Yeah. You have a director's chair.
I do.
And it's one of the ones that's like a little elevated.
A little high top chair.
And it says director on the back. There you go.
There's one over there, and I'll point it out after we're done with the show.
No, but I mean, but for real, we had you on Cigar Chat recently, so congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you.
Started on your birthday.
It did.
Yeah? Yeah. Awesome. So how's everything going so far? This is your first trade show with Gurkha, so tell us how it's gone. What did meet expectations? Was there something you were, you know, looking forward to? Like, how did it go?
It was weird for me because it was the first time I was on the trade show floor as on the manufacturer side. I've always been on the buyer side.
Oh, really?
So it was definitely a different change of pace. As far as the show went, in terms of Gurkha, I mean, we had a great year. I think we passed last year's numbers by, like, day two.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had a lot of stuff coming out. There was a lot of anticipation, some great products, and, you know, the show floor didn't stop, so good times.
So give us a rundown on some of the newer stuff.
All right. We'll start off with the Infuse. You know, we had our Infuse collection before with the Grand Reserves and the Ron Abuelo. This year we released a bourbon-infused cigar.
Oh, nice.
We formed a partnership with this really cool boutique distillery called Hartfield & Co. We worked with them just because of the quality control that they put into their product. They don't have to put out millions of bottles a year. They put out exactly what they believe is right. I love that philosophy. Yeah. So we sat down with them. They're the only distillery in Bourbon County, ironically enough. And we worked on the blend and the infusion process, and it came out great. We did it in two sizes. We had a Maduro Churchill and a Toro in a natural. The Churchill has an MSRP of $12, and the Toro is $10.
Oh, wow.
It's not bad. We were also, on the Ghost, we added two new Vitolas in Figurado shapes. So we did a 4x60 Figurado and a 5x58.
The Figurado is always a fun size.
It is. And, you know, we have Figurados in a lot of our other lines, and we never did it for the Ghost. And people are always like, how come you don't do it for the Ghost? So we finally did and moved like crazy. We also re-released the Extreme. We released it last year, but we had a little bit of a box issue, so it kind of went on hold. And we got that resolved, and it just came out. And because of the new box, it dropped down the price by $2 per stick, MSRP. So that's nice.
That's helpful.
And the cigars aged for an extra year and a half. So
that doesn't hurt either.
That doesn't hurt. Then on the Heritage line, we added a new Maduro, which is kind of like a double Maduro because we changed the binder on it. We put an Arapiraca binder and have a San Andreas wrapper. We trimmed down the box. It used to be a 35 count. Now it's a 24 count. And then we added a new size, the 4.5x48 Robusto Corto. It's great. And we actually put a $5 MSRP on it to get it moving. Oh, wow. And get people into the line.
Nice.
Also came out with a limited edition humidor just for that. It was a 20-count humidor box with a magnetic seal. And it has a 20 Toros. You have 10 Maduro, 10 Habano. Got an MSRP of $250 on it. And, you know, 1,000 humidors only. Great collector's item. Great gift item.
That's one thing you guys are really good at. I mean, you're always nailing it with those the packaging and those types of things.
Yeah, and it's really fun, too. You know, they're memorable pieces, you know. So down the line, when you're a collector or something, you're going through somebody's house, you're like, whoa, where did you get that? And they're like, oh, this is that one year that Gurkha came out with this stuff.
Yeah, some really cool, really, really cool stuff.
We also came out with a new Connecticut called the Founders Select. We try to work with Connecticut a lot this year. We did three lines with Connecticut.
Wow.
And
why?
Well, you know, 70% of smokers prefer medium to mild. And so we started working with Connecticut. There's a lot of great Connecticut out there right now. And we still kept the cigars very complex and, like, full-flavored, but still medium to mild.
Okay.
So the Founders Select we did in a 10-count box in an attempt to get more people to buy boxes.
Yeah. The approachable box size, I think, is key.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're looking, the MSRPs on those boxes are anywhere between 75 and 90 bucks.
Yeah, see, that's pretty cool to be able to buy, like, a legit real box of cigars for, like, 75, 80 bucks. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you know, so, and you know how it is, once you start buying the boxes, you become more loyal to the brand, and we want to build that loyalty,
yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Then the granddaddy of Gurkha Cigars, our Cellar Reserve, you know, it's our racehorse, it's our number one line. We came out with the 21-year Cellar Reserve. Very limited, just because the bales of tobacco that we found that were from 1995, we didn't have much of it. So you got some 21-year filler in these cigars. And they also come in a Connecticut Shade wrapper, which is a first for the Cellar Reserves.
Yeah.
1,000 boxes in each size. And, I mean, look for them in your B&Ms because they flew out the door.
Yeah.
They're gone. And then we came out. Well, we came out with a lot of products.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm not done. I got four more lines we're talking about. Yeah. we got the Cigar Malt Collection. That is a really cool project. That was a project when we were in Nicaragua drinking and hanging out with the blenders.
Working. We were working in Nicaragua. There you go.
Yeah, correct. Directing.
Yes, even better.
Yes. So we came out with a box that has 5 different blends. Each blend goes with a specific single malt, whiskey, bourbon, and rum.
I'm looking at you, John.
You're going to like this. And it's really cool, and the price is not bad. You're looking at a $10 per stick MSRP, so the box is $50, but it's a 5-count box, but it comes in beautiful glass tube with the names written on the glass tube, where so at least you know what to pair it with.
Wow.
It's not infused. Some people ask that question because they're like, hey, I see it in glass. I see some names written. I'm like, no, it's not infused. This is just a way to keep it in your pocket if you're going to go out drinking.
So it's blended to pair with that particular
type.
Okay.
Exactly.
Libation.
Exactly. We
keep it classy here.
San Diego. we also came out with the Blend Masters Cask. That's another line that was part of that same day where we were just blending stuff to go with booze and with libations. And
working.
Directing.
Directing, yes.
And it was... It really stood on its own. It didn't need to be with 5 other cigars. So we actually put down in 5 different SKUs, 2 formats. You have in boxes of 20, and we also have it in glass tubes as well. Actually, I got more products to talk about. Now that I just said
we got
tubes.
A time limit here, bro.
Yeah, I know, man. No, we came out with a tube collection, the Tubo collection, nice aluminum tubos. It comes in sleeves of 3. We did 5 different blends for those. And then our 2 big shots for the show was the Jubilee. Those come in 10-count humidors. An extremely rare Habano Cuban seed wrapper grown in a small little farm in Nicaragua with Nicaraguan binder and filler. Almost impossible to find this wrapper. We found it, fell in love with it. So that's our pricey one for the year. It's a $20 MSRP per stick. But when you see the humidor it comes in, it's for $200.
Yeah.
You'll look at it and you go, wow. They're all numbered, and only 1,000 of those came out.
So it's on the ultra-premium side.
It's completely on the ultra-premium side. Not like the other ultra-premium, like over there where we have the Maharaja, the $2,000 per stick.
Well, that's a little bit different. That's,
yeah.
That needs, like...
I don't know what that...
Ultra isn't even enough.
No.
There's a better term for that, but I don't know what it is.
Right. And then we came out with the Pan American. The Pan American was... I don't know if you got the press release on it, but it's put in this really funky, like, steampunk-style... trunk box, like Indiana Jones meets Mad Max meets The Aviator.
Okay.
And that holds 25 Connecticuts with Nicaraguan binder and Dominican fillers. MSRP of $10 a stick because they're 6x60s.
Okay.
And then last but not least, not a cigar, but we came out with a Royal Humidor collection. But it's a great humidor, and it comes with 200 limited edition cigars.
Wow.
The humidor actually fits 500 sticks.
So you guys have been busy, man.
It's been, you know what, it's been extremely busy, and we had a bunch of other projects in the works that we kind of just said, you know what, stop.
We're only going to do these 30, and then...
We're only going to do these 900,000 products, and...
They knew that this interview was going to have a time limit on it, because
right,
that's
exactly.
That was the ultimate decision.
We have a bunch of other stuff we released, but it's just we're not showing it at the show.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about it.
Yeah, there's so much space, and...
Yeah.
And, you know, it can get overwhelming, too. I mean, the show is overwhelming to begin with, if you've never been. Although I feel like it's a little bit smaller this year.
Do you? I'll tell you what. I said the same thing. That, you know where the restrooms are? That used to be the centerpiece.
That's what I thought.
And now...
And it went all the way to the wall.
Exactly. Now,
but not so much.
I wonder if people are just scared about what's going on, and they don't want to put money into it.
You know, this is a whole longer other conversation, but I've heard that some manufacturers are just not worth it for them. For the amount of money that they spend to get here and the time and everything, it's just obviously your booth. It's a beautiful setup. It's very welcoming. You guys do a nice job of displaying everything. It's very classy. It's got a nice, I think we got some photos of it, but it's got a really, really nice look to it. But Eddie, we gotta run. You gotta run. This is the end of day four. Somehow we're still upright, and that's
well. That's because we're sitting down.
Oh, that's why. That's actually how we're still upright. That's good. Eddie, appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Guys, thanks for checking out all of our IPCPR 2016 coverage on CigarFederation.com.